818-985-KPFK and kpfk.org. I need you to remember that and use it, because we need your support. All right. Many folks are, they might just be coming to the table learning about the QR code with myself and with Q Ward. But you know, our roots run a lot deeper. I want to tell you a little bit of a story about who we are and how KPFK was able to give us a home to where now you can hear us give you this content every day on your radios. Q and I are both longtime radio broadcasters and DJs. And, you know, when 2020 rolled around, well, let me go back a little bit further. Once upon a time, we had an underground hip hop show. It was just a kind of a fun show that we did every weekend, and we'd play new music. We'd play boom bap, hip hop, backpacker stuff like that. And we would get a chance to talk. We'd talk about albums. We do album reviews. We do all kinds of cool stuff. You know, we let our hair down, in a manner of speaking, outside of our normal radio programming, like daytime radio stuff. And on this show, we were able to talk about topics long form. And, you know, Q always brings up that one of the topics that we discussed was when H&M put a black child in a print ad, and the black child was wearing a shirt that said "coolest monkey in the jungle." And we had to talk about that on the radio and the implications of that. You know, is this a company that meant to do this harm? Is this an oversight? How do companies avoid these types of oversights, if indeed it is that? Or is it racism? Is it things that we need to know about, et cetera? Right. So later on, you know, us at the same station, you know, when 2020 rolled around and we were out protesting, we thought, hey, you know what? Instead of putting a black square on Instagram, let's put a program on where we can talk to the people on the streets, where we can explain the concepts, we can explain what's going on in the culture to listeners who might be willing to actually support, who are potential allies, who can, you know, be the best versions of themselves in this moment. And so we appealed to the ownership and leadership of the radio station at the time. And initially they said yes, we love the idea of that. You know, given the climate at the time, of course, anyone would have said yes. But after dragging their feet, ultimately they came back around and said, you know what? The exact words of the programmer was, "Ramses, I don't want to do a black show." Now, this was a hip hop station. So to say to me with my big old afro, "Ramses, I don't want to do a black show," felt a little bit like a gut punch. And so because I had already committed to, you know, the organizations on the street, traded on the promise that they had given, I didn't really have a choice. I needed to resign because the people deserve better than that. And today we're talking to the people and what the people deserve. And if you're one of the people that feels like you deserve this content, again, I want to say this phone number to you, 818-985-KPFK or kpfk.org. We need your donations. I'll continue with the story. So in resigning, you know, we happen to be, you know, big radio personalities in our city. And so folks came out and they said, hey, what's going on here? We got interviewed, all that sort of stuff. And other programmers reached out and says, hey, you know what? We'd like to carry your program. One of the first people I talked to was, she was the music director at the time. Now she's the general manager of this station we're talking to right now. Her name is Maggie. And I talked to Maggie about putting my show on the radio. I thought that more people needed to hear it, and that this, the premise of the show was necessary, especially given the time. And now it's even more important. And it took a little while, but ultimately we found our home here on KPFK. And if we did not have programming and stations that supported what it was we were trying to do, which was effectively make the first radio show that appealed to allies who were in pursuit of social justice, or who could be in pursuit of social justice. That was, we're the first ones to do that in modern times. And if we did not have a place like this, like KPFK providing a soft place for this program to land, then it would have just been a good idea that would have died a good idea. And so we, who felt like we needed to do more with our talents, we who felt like we needed to do more with, you know, the reach that we had and the support that we had, we needed a home like this. And those of you who have supported this radio station in the past, you provided that. And today we're asking for those of you just coming to the table who are just learning about the QR code with me and Q, we're asking you to make an investment in the future, especially given the hostile climate, political climate that we all live in. We need your support. Now I want to let you all know that this money does not come to me, it does not come to Q. We don't draw a salary from KPFK. KPFK merely provides us with a place to air our program. And again, for all of the folks out there who've been listening, we appreciate the support. We love all the compliments, we love all the emails, we love all the follows and the support on social media, etc. But we also need a home to continue to broadcast this content. You know, we put a lot of work into this show. We do a lot of research. You know, for every hour of radio that you hear, imagine it takes double that in terms of research, preparation, editing, and, you know, and disseminating the program. And so this is every day for us. And we make this investment because we think it's worthwhile. And if you agree with us, then we would ask for you to make an investment yourself. Again, 818-985-KPFK, 818-985-KPFK, or you can go online at kpfk.org. It'll only take you about 2 to 3 minutes to, you know, make a small investment, no matter what it is that you have. That could be $5, it could be $10, it could be $20, it could be $1 million, whatever number it is that you have. If you've paid money because you've played a game on your phone and you enjoyed, you know, the time you spent playing the game, if you've paid money to listen to Netflix or to watch Netflix, I should say, if you've paid money to engage in, you know, any form of content, then I don't imagine this is too much of a stretch for you. And I will say that KPFK is in a position of need, unlike some of those other forms of content, because again, underneath a government that is actively trying to erode really any dissent in speech, and really is reframing what qualifies as free speech, your donations are more important now than ever in order to keep this whole machine going. It is an expensive undertaking. It cost nearly $7,000 a month just to power the transmitter. It's the most powerful transmitter west of the Mississippi for KPFK. So that's just for that. That's not any other administrative cost. That's not anything else. And again, this is not an ask for money for us personally. This is just an ask for you to help KPFK keep the lights on, for you to help keep KPFK as a community resource. And we love you supporting for your own self, for your own sake, but also bear in mind there are people who need access to radio stations like this. We saw what happened in Texas, right? With a government taking away systems that people need to get information quickly. You know, this becomes more important than ever in terms of our capacity to get information out to communities when there are internet blackouts, when there are any types of blackouts. You know, radio, you know, there are hand cranked radios out there and people can still get vital information. So again, we want you to check out kpfk.org or the number 818-985-KPFK and make a donation. Again, that's 818-985-KPFK or kpfk.org. It only takes about 2 to 3 minutes, and we appreciate you.